It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown and Democratic lawmakers remain divided over cuts to the state's welfare to work program. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, it's one of the major issues left to resolve before the budget can be implemented.
Governor Jerry Brown wants to restrict the length of time families can receive cash grants from 4 years to 2 years if they do not work or pursue job training. H.D. Palmer with the Governor's Department of Finance says work participation rates have declined from about 27% 3 years ago to about 23% last year. He says the state could face financial penalties if it doesn't meet federal work participation requirements.
On the fiscal year that begins on July the 1st, for example, California is going to be paying about $180 million more to pull down federal matching dollars for this program than we otherwise would.
Democratic legislative leaders say given the state's high unemployment rate, it's foolish to train people for jobs that don't exist. So they want to preserve cash grants for needy families. The governor has until June 27th to act on the spending plan the legislature sent him last week. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
A bill approved by a state legislative committee Tuesday would allow Californians to register and vote on Election Day. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Feuer wrote the bill. He says other states have made the change and voter turnout has increased.
My bill enables someone who's been inspired in the waning days of an election to be able to go to the polls and cast their ballot and express their will for who should represent them.
Currently, Californians must register to vote at least 15 days prior to an election. Under Feuer's bill, you could register any time before or on Election Day. Opponents of same-day voter registration say it could lead to long lines and voter fraud.